The Ketchikan School Board adopted new administrative regulations last week governing student nutrition and physical activity in order to meet new federal standards. The standards essentially require that only healthy food be served in schools. There are some exceptions built in, and the Ketchikan School Board added a few more, including the cupcake clause. KRBD's Layla Carey has more.
The nutritional guidelines are part of the federal school lunch program standards, but reach beyond lunch. They include vending machines, concessions, and school activities, including classroom parties and fundraising. Those last two areas raised some concerns and led to a couple of language changes in order to relax the rules a little. One of the issues was selling food at athletic competitions that take place during the school day, such as the recent regional basketball tournament. Many non-students attend those activities and, as board member Stephen Bradford points out, want their snacks during a game.
And I think that we can do that by amending line 263 to add the words after sold or served, add the words directly to KGBSD. Students. In other words, they can still operate the concession stand. Old guys like me can still go in and enjoy my popcorn and Coke while I watch the basketball game. We'll just have to put a note up for our own students that says you can't buy anything until 30 minutes after this instructional period is over.
That amendment passed unanimously, as did Bradford's second suggestion, which provides an exception to the healthy food standards for special occasions. Here's a little of the discussion between Board President Michelle O'Brien, Board Member Dave Timmerman, and Bradford.
So the amendment would be to line 297 and 298, traditional or cultural foods may be exempted from the food standards described above for educational or special school or classroom events when offered free of charge. Is there any discussion? Dave?
So does that cover cupcakes?
Well, I believe that a cupcake is, in our culture, is a standard item to be offered at a birthday.
Student board member Evan Wick suggested a third amendment to the guidelines. He notes that the rules prohibit any kind of educational material or school display that includes a name brand of an unhealthy food.
I've brought with me some educational materials. This is my AP World History book. It has a picture of McDonald's in it. The McDonald's would fall under the brands or illustrations of unhealthful foods. If I could draw your attention to another piece, this would be categorized as an illustration. This is in the K-High Commons. It's a mural by Ray Troll. It features a Burger King soda, a fries, and appears to be a cheeseburger, which I do believe probably falls under unhealthful foods.
As the student representative, Wick isn't allowed to make motions, but he asked the school board to consider amending the regulation, adding the words within reason. Board member Trevor Shaw complied, and the amendment passed unanimously. The main motion also passed without dissent. Approving it means that the district's policies now are aligned with the 2010 federal Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.